Today, the 8th of March, marks International Women's Day, a celebration of women's achievements and struggle for equality. During the early 1900s, women became more vocal about oppression and inequality, sparking campaigning and protests throughout Europe and the United States. International Women's Day was created in 1917 in the Soviet Union to celebrate women's contribution to society and motivate them to take part in the socialist movement. It was originally called International Working Women's Day and was used as a political strategy to promote women's rights. International Women's Day has different meanings throughout the world. In Eastern Europe, it is seen as being similar to Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, where women receive flowers and gifts from their male friends and family. In the UK, International Women's Day celebrates the social and political achievements that women have faced and overcome in both the past and present. It is about love, respect, and appreciation of women and what they have been through. Think about the women in your life, your mother, your sister, your friends and girlfriends. Think about what they have done and sacrificed for you. I asked students around the college how they appreciated the women in their lives.
My mother, because she's a very strong, independent woman.
I appreciate all of my female friends because they've always been there for me. And I appreciate my mother as well because she brought me up for the last 16 years, teaching me wrong from right.
I appreciate my grandma. Even though she's like 4 foot tall, if someone's doing something wrong, she will set them straight. I heard the story the other week where this guy was having a go at his girlfriend outside. It was getting quite violent and she ran out and told him who's boss, basically, and he kind of ran away.
Women who aren't afraid to stand up for what they believe in.
I occasionally appreciate my sister.
Despite the progress made for women's rights, men and women are still not equal. Around the world, women face sexual and domestic violence, honour killings, genital mutilation and forced marriage. Just last week, a 15-year-old girl in the Maldives was convicted of fornication and sentenced to 8 months house arrest and 100 lashes, all because she had been raped by her stepfather.
Rape is consciously used as a tool of genocide and weapon of war.
Women still hold only 16% of the parliamentary seats worldwide.
Women perform 66% of the world's work, but only receive 11% of the world's income and only 1% of the world's land.
Gender-based violence kills 1 in 3 women across the world and is the biggest cause of injury and death to women worldwide.
Every minute of every day, a woman dies from complications related to pregnancy or childbirth.
Over 100 million girls and women have experienced female genital mutilation, and up to 3 million girls undergo some form of the procedure each